is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the dividing the center, the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, the critic of the thoughts and intents of the heart. All scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, fully furnished unto all good works. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Proceeding to the doctrine of thanksgiving. Got Roman numeral 10, page 2 of our notes. All right, God has provided grace provision for believers to have experiential fellowship with Him in time, dealing with their sin nature, the STA, the old man. That is through the rebound technique, of which, upon our acknowledgement, prayer, confession to God, He forgives us of our sins in time, our past sins, and we are, under the filling of God the Holy Spirit, in a state of spirituality, isolated the STA, allowing God the Holy Spirit to thus have rulership over our lives, and predisposed, therefore, to function in, under God's direct will for our life, doing these things under the umbrella of righteousness, of which God the Holy Spirit, obviously, is of such character. So with that in mind, we'll give you opportunity to make sure that you are in fellowship as we once again study this portion of God's Word as it applies directly to us and having the proper attitude otherwise regards to all this grace that's provided to us in this respect. So with that in mind, we'll start with our usual word of prayer. Father, again, we thank You for Your many grace and mercies. We ask once again this evening that God the Holy Spirit will enlighten us to the truth in the matters at hand. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Here, looking at the doctrine of thanksgiving, we have seen that thanksgiving so far is to characterize all of our thoughts and actions and attitudes with respect to God's plan, and is to be part of our prayer protocol along with intercession and petition. Thanksgiving, to be thankful, is akin to praise in the fact that to be thankful regards to our object of thanksgiving, we exalt them to a level that is deserving maximum or full gratefulness, gratitude, full appreciation in things of this nature, whether it be of God, portions of His plan, or other individuals in this respect. We have seen that thanksgiving, to be thankful, is commanded in both the Old Testament and New Testament, and so therefore is part of the role of imperatives placed upon us in regards to our proper attitude in our Christian life. It is evidence of a believer that is under the filling of God the Holy Spirit and otherwise oriented and adjusted to Bible doctrine phase 2, God's will for their life. Thanksgiving is an air that permeates the third heaven. It is seen to be a continual theme as we believers, as well as God's creation otherwise angelic, are in the mood of thanksgiving continuously in the third heaven. Thanksgiving became part of a song protocol and reason why songs existed in the Old Testament, as we saw that King David instructed a portion of the Levitical priesthood to form together a choir of sorts or whatever, the ability to sing, play musical instruments in order to sing praises and thanksgiving to God in this realm. This same aspect of serving God and having an attitude to Him in this respect is seen in the New Testament for us as believers, as we are to also to give thanksgiving to God in song, and hence why doctrinal songs are part of the format of worship. We don't do it, overdo it, yet we acknowledge it and ascribe to it in a balanced way. Now, Roman numeral 10 here is simply a list of things to be thankful for. Obviously, it falls short of everything that we can be thankful for, but gives us a general oversight, overview of areas of which we are to express our thanksgiving, as we saw Roman numeral 10.A. Obviously, the person of God, this looks at his essence, his attributes, who and what he is, our creator, things of this nature, his attributes, appreciating, having the maximum appreciation of his absolute righteousness, that he is morally perfect. That's because, therefore, we can depend upon God to be completely fair and just with respect to all that he does and expresses to us as lower creation. We are even to be thankful for his judgments, not that we are to squeeze any personal joy out of watching people suffer. We are not to maintain that kind of attitude, but to know that God's judgment is an expression of his wrath and indignation against all that which is antagonistic and hostile to his plan, to all that which is unrighteous. See his works and wonders, everything that he has created, the wonders of our universe, as mankind and science today try to denigrate and depreciate God's hand in all this. We are to embrace it according to the divine viewpoint, recognizing that he is the creator. One said that God is a genius mathematician and he loves riddles. And our universe is an exact representation of that. It's based on the very art and science of math. And therefore, it demands that an intelligent being is behind all this. It didn't happen by chance. You know, you don't see it. Here the evolutionist explaining how mathematics came into all this. How the science aspect of that, the mathematic or physical aspect of it in that regards came about. How did that evolve? See? Stupid. You might as well read Mad Magazine, and you'll probably be more intelligent than you would be by ascribing to the evolutionary theory. The stupidity of negative volition should be astounding and amazing. But we can be extremely thankful that we have divine viewpoint, and therefore we don't have to fall captive and fall prey to the human viewpoint of Satan's world, and that's be thankful for his word. To be thankful for his word. Now, I kind of messed up reading these verses last time. Psalm 33. Thankful that I'm not perfect, if I can have compassion for you too who are not perfect. His word. Psalm 33. Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous ones. Praise is becoming to the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praise to him with a harp, 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. You're not to be sloppy with it. You're to play skillfully. God expects us to put a little effort in what we do and to do things right. See, in the music, pick up and play the major chords in rock and roll fashion is not an art. What it is a bunch of monkeys that have evolved. Actually, evolution is true if you look at the rock and roll society. See, people, this is great music. No, it's not. Go listen to a symphony. That's great music. See. Or skilled choir otherwise. For the Lord, the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord, his chesed, his loyal love. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. That's by fiat. He thought it, and it happened. And by the breath of his mouth, all their host. He gathers the water of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deeps and storehouses. Interesting show on the other night of rogue waves. they're finally coming about and recognizing these sailor stories in the past who would always be condemned as being drunk or whatever, these huge waves that would come out of nowhere in the ocean. And now they're scientifically proven that they exist. You can have a perfectly calm sea, and there can be interaction going on within the water, not necessarily an earthquake like a tsunami, even though that can occur and cause one of these, but other elements regards the ocean, and in a perfectly calm sea, huge 90-foot waves come out of nowhere. So, this is God, His hands in these things. This is an expression and manifestation of His power. And the power is seen as it rips a huge ocean-going vessel in two, one wave. See? He lays up the deeps and the storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. He maintains the existence of His creation. The Lord nullifies the counsel of the nations. All the crazy stuff that goes on, God ultimately overrules. He frustrates the plans of the people, as He is continually doing now, even in the time in which we live, as we write out the rest of the church age dispensation. And the ministry of God the Holy Spirit, His restraining ministry. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart from generation to generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom He has chosen for His own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven, He sees all the sons of men. From His dwelling place He looks out on all the happenings of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all, He who understands all their works. The king is not saved by a mighty army. A warrior is not delivered by great strength. We can brag all we want in regard to how powerful our military is. But understand, it's only as powerful as God allows it. And if His hand is not in it, you can be the most powerful, you can have the most bombs, you can have the fastest jets, and still walk away with your tail tucked between your legs. Been there, done that. A horse is a false hope for victory, nor does it deliver anyone by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope for His loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart rejoices in Him because we trust in His holy name. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us according as we have hoped in You. So His word is that which is seen as the instrument behind all this Bible doctrine. Psalm 119, 7 and 62. I shall give thanks to You with uprightness of heart when I learn Your righteous judgments. And you only learn it through Bible doctrine. Verse 62. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to You because of Your righteous ordinances. Again, Bible doctrine being the ordinances in view. Psalm 138, verse 2. I will bow down toward Your holy temple and give thanks to Your name for Your loving kindness and Your truth. God is absolute veracity, as is His word, for You have magnified Your word, literally, above Your name. Verse 4, all the kings of the earth will give thanks to You, O Lord, when they have heard the words of Your mouth. They'll acknowledge God truly for what He is and what He represents. And Colossians 2:7. New Testament. Verse 6, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, you became a believer, now act like one. Walk in Him. Take your positional truth and express it in an experiential way. Having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. The happiness of embracing and having the opportunity to hear Bible doctrine and implement it in their own lives. So E, thankfulness for deliverance from a premature death. Isaiah 38:18-19. For Sheol cannot thank you. Compartment of which dead souls go to, both believers and unbelievers in the Old Testament, now simply unbelievers. Death cannot praise you. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. It's over with. Their opportunity and time is done. It is the living who give thanks to you as I do today. And Hezekiah recognizes this. God extended his life for him. And he's thankful that he didn't get checked out before he could finish his course. That father tells his sons about your faithfulness. That is an adjusted, positive father. So deliver us from a premature death, that God keeps us alive so that we can continue to advance spiritually and fulfill his plan for our life. It doesn't cut us short. It doesn't cut us off from further opportunity to get the prize, obviously, assuming you haven't reached that position yet. So F, thankfulness for forgiveness of our sins, divine discipline that goes along with sins, reversion recovery, the grace of being able to pull ourselves out of spiritual tailspins when we so choose to, and deliver us from sin and the death. That's Psalm 30, verses 2 through 5. This is one of the, what we refer to as rebound psalms of David, looking at his past failure under Operation Bathsheba. He says, verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried to you for help and you did heal me. He obviously engaged in a sin worthy of death under the Mosaic law, adultery. It's worthy of death. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you his godly ones. David makes reversion recovery. Now he looks back on it and how thankful he is for the grace of God in this regard. Express to him. And give thanks to his holy name, for his anger is but for a moment. The divine discipline that he underwent, God jammed him in his body. He became very weak. His enemies tried to take advantage of his situation. All these things. And God, otherwise, in anticipation of his reversion recovery, kept him around, kept him alive, graced him out, and restored him. His favor is for a lifetime. Understanding the divine discipline that comes in our life is for our good. And his favor is an expression of his grace. And it has extending impact and effect in regards to our life. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. That shout of joy, eschatologically, will be at the bema, when the morning star appears. And you look back and go, thanks for jamming me there, because I was heading down a path that would have cost me the prize and cost me great SG3, etc. Isaiah 12:1. Then you will say on that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for although you were angry with me, your anger is turned away and you did come to me. Regards to Israel, going in reversionism and making reversion recovery, the implications obviously have eternal ramifications. G, be thankful for phase two vindication. Not always are we vindicated before others in our phase two. Ultimate vindication obviously waits for phase three, but at times God does vindicate us. And obviously we should be thankful for that. Psalm 140. Verses 12 and 13. I know the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and justice for the poor. Surely the righteous will give thanks to your name. The upright will dwell in your presence. H. Deliverance from enemies. Those who would just soon see us dead or to do us harm otherwise. 2 Samuel 22. Again, the one giving thanksgiving, 48 through 50, the God who executes vengeance for me and brings down peoples under me, who also brings me out from my enemies. You do even lift me above those who rise up against me. You do rescue me from the violent man. It wasn't his armies, it wasn't his force, as the other verses so proclaimed, it is God. See? Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the nations, and I will sing praises to your name. Psalm 18, 48 through 50. Another Psalm of David. He delivers me from my enemies. Surely you do lift me above those who rise up against me. You do rescue me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks to you among the nations, O Lord. And I will sing praises to your name. He gives great deliverance to his king and shows loving kindness to his anointed. Repeat of what was recorded for us in Samuel. I, thankfulness for our daily food, that portion of our living grace. Jesus' example of giving thankfulness is seen in model prayer, Matthew 15:36. Or here in the feeding of the 4,000. He took the 7 loaves and the fish, and by example, he prayed to illustrate whom he looked to provide his physical sustenance and life. In giving thanks, he broke them and started giving to the disciples, and the disciples turned to the multitudes. Paul's example, Acts 27:35. Receiving food, and having said this, he took bread, gave thanks to God in the presence of all, and he broke it and began to eat. 1 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. Food that God provides. God has rendered all animals clean for our consumption. In contrast to the dietary code of the age of Israel, yet you still have religions, people that advocate abstaining from certain things in life, those things which are legitimate, should bring joy and happiness to us. Men who forbid marriage under asceticism, and advocate abstaining from foods. You can only eat fish on Fridays, which God has created to be gratefully shared in by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude. So obviously, we should sanctify by means of the Word of God and prayer all of our food. Verse 5. Set it apart to our nourishment, our well-being physically, to sustain us, obviously, in the Christian walk. J, Christ and our salvation. Obviously a given. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Paul expresses his thankfulness. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. That was Jesus. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. That we should always give thanks to God for you, brothers, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. Okay, phase 3 blessing. Normal blessings as well as our SG3, Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. All that we do, all that we might otherwise sacrifice to make doctrine number one in our life, thankful that this is not going to go unrewarded. It's not going to go unrecognized by God. He will richly reward us for hanging in there with it. And that's for all eternity. L, thankfulness for ultimate victory over the FCA. Obviously, in a resurrection body, we'll have a real capacity to be thankful then. Romans 7:24-25. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He's the one that does it. So then, on the one hand, I myself in my mind am serving the law of God, but not on the other with my flesh, the law of sin under the FCA. 1 Corinthians 15:56-57. The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law, the moral law. It shows what it is. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We overcome the sin nature and all that it represents in regards to our flesh, in regards to our lives. In thanksgiving for grace for daily living and for our ambassadorship. Other aspects of our living grace, of being sustained in life otherwise, in addition to simply food, and also our position of opportunity to witness to others, 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in His triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. When we express Bible doctrine, we send up, if you will, a sweet aroma with respect to God's appreciation for what we represent. And to be thankful to have the capability and the opportunity to represent God and His plan, the kingdom of God, in this life is not to be undeserved in that regard. And thankfulness for positive volition and application of others. Romans 1:8. probably volition is rare. And just as certain metals, stones, are rare, it is extremely valuable. And we should be thankful for its existence, that we don't have to run our course alone, if you will. 1 Corinthians, and thankfulness in this vein is throughout the scriptures. Romans 1:8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world. And how it's proclaimed is regards to their own applications and news of that application being spread about. And their adherence to God's plan for their life. 6:17, Romans. Thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the soul, literally, to that form of teaching or doctrine to which you were committed. Evidence of their positive volition. 16:4, Romans. In regards to Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, obviously in believers that are positive, who for my life risk their own necks, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Helping out Paul in the face of persecution that he met wrongly from Jews, maladjusted Jews, interfering in his ministry. 2 Corinthians 1:11. You also join in helping us through your prayers and intercession on behalf of Paul, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the favor bestowed upon us through the prayers of many. Thankful for those who prayed for them. For all things are for your sakes, that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to be abound to the glory of God. More Bible doctrine is embraced by polyvolition, and polyvolition is spread in that regard. Thanksgiving abounds in that way. 8:16. Thanks be to God who puts the same earnestness on your behalf in the heart of Titus. The type of positive volition that has true compassion and interest regards to fellow believers, regards to local churches of which they would have responsibility over, etc. Titus being a pastor teacher in that respect, in his association with the Corinthians. Ephesians 1:16. Paul does not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers. The saints at Ephesus. Philippians 1:3. I thank my God on all my remembrance of you, believers at Philippi. Colossians 1:3-4. With respect to these believers, as we read these in our notes, we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, both phase 1 and phase 2, positive volitions of you. First Thessalonians 1:2, 2:13, we read that, 3:9. For what thanks can we render to God for you in return for all the joy with which we rejoice before our God on your account? Just as we're dealing with this principle with respect to the church of Thessalonica. we had a high quality of positive volition. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, again, the rendering of thanksgiving for these believers. 2 Timothy 1:3. Thank God whom I serve with a clear conscience. The way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day. Thankful for Timothy's positive volition, obviously. Great help to Paul and his ministry. Then Philemon 4, in regards to this particular believer, Philemon. Thank my God, always making mention of you in my prayers. Oh, thankful for various blessings and opportunities. Miscellaneous things again. Many things to be thankful for is exist in life, essentially. 1 Corinthians 1:14. Here Paul's thankful for something kind of weird. He's thankful that he baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius. That centers on this human viewpoint attitude of believers saying they follow this pastor, they follow that pastor, and exalting certain aspects of God's plan improperly out of priority. And they would say, well, I was baptized by so-and-so, by this apostle. I was baptized by so-and-so. You know, like there's this competition going on. And Paul's thankful in that case that he wasn't in there baptizing all these people. Considering the fact that the rotten human viewpoint attitude they have now adopted in regards to this. See? To be thankful that you're not involved and get caught up in the swirl of ST activity around you. And that by whatever God's grace, you've been kept free from that. That's just a kind of a strange one, but yet it's something he's thankful for. So every aspect of your life. Again, this doctrine is designed to heighten our awareness of things that we can be thankful for. 1 Corinthians 14:18. Not to be caught up in the web of SC activity around you. Not be a party to it. I thank God I speak in tongues more than you all. Again, his thankfulness there is in contrast to the Corinthians who, again, are misdirected in their thinking of exalting tongues as being the greatest gift of whatever gift one can have. And Paul, again, sets his own viewpoint, proper viewpoint, in light of that. And he recognizes that whatever claim that they had in regards to speaking in tongues, that gift was given to him in abundance. And therefore, he's not going to be drugged into that either. He recognizes for his true position. And then 1 Timothy 1:12. That's why I'm just going to get off for the moment. 1 Timothy 1:12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful, putting me into service. For all that God had done for Paul to bring his positive volition to service and advance him spiritually and adopt the right divine viewpoint in life so that he can rise to the occasion to perform his ministry before God. Thankfulness for positional grace, for our position in Christ. The eternal security that it guarantees for us, etc. 1 Corinthians 1:4. That we cannot lose our salvation. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus. in Christ Jesus. And obviously that extends to the phase two grace, but it begins there. Q, thankfulness for civil and other authorities maintaining law and order. Those who put themselves in harm's way so that we can have a modem of civility in our own lives and peace and harmony. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. First of all, then I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men. For kings and all who are in authority, in order that we may lead a tranquil, quiet life in all godliness and dignity. For the purpose of doing God's will in our own life. You say, well, our authorities are evil. Well, so, at the same time, they're evil. God's going to frustrate that sufficiently. Don't worry about that. And the other, on the other end of the coin, they're maintaining law in our own land so that we can still have the freedom to come to Bible class, learn Bible doctrine, so far unimpeded, in regards to our beliefs, and the opportunity to go out and express it and live our Christian life in the fashion we do. And obviously, we live in a country that allows about as maximum freedom as you can get in regards to doing that, even though other countries do so also. Israel is another one. They practice freedom of religion. You can be a Muslim, you can be a Jew, they don't care, but we are going to run our government under Jewish law. You want to be a Muslim and live otherwise? Fine. So, they have the right frame of reference and the right attitude in regards to these things around us. What God provides for our own sanity of living the Christian life. Roman numeral 11, Israel will give thanks before the world in the last days. They will give a universal thanks in regards to what God has done for them as His people and as their nation, as His nation. Isaiah 12, 1 and 4, and this will occur upon national reversion recovery in the second advent return of Christ as He comes down and delivers them. Isaiah. Then you will say on that day being the second advent, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for although you were angry with me, your anger is turned away and you did comfort me. That earlier. And then verse 4, and in that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known His deeds among the peoples, make them remember that His name is exalted. As He proves that His person, His plan is correct. Well, Isaiah 25, 1. One following. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will give thanks to your name. For you have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness, perfect fidelity, unwavering. It's immutability. For you have made a city into a heap, a fortified city into a ruin. He tears down, builds up governments, nations, things of this nature, to obviously fulfill His plan. A palace of strangers is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt, denoting God's hand in history. As He overrules all these things that Satan tries to otherwise establish in contradiction to His plan. Therefore, strong people will glorify you. That is revived, restored Israel, remnant of Paul's volition in the last days. For you have been a defense for the helpless, a defense for the needy in his distress, refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat. The breath of the ruthless is like a rainstorm against the wall, like heat and drought. You do subdue the uproar of aliens, like heat by the shadow of a cloud. The song of ruthless is silence. Of those antagonistic predator types, against Israel. They will be signs. Jeremiah 33:11. And thus says the Lord, yet again there will be heard in this place, of which you say, it is a waste without man, without beast. That is, in the cities of Judah, the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man, without inhabitant, without beast. And that's exactly the way the land was, as the Jews had been out of land over the last 2,000 years. Not until they reoccupied it, did the environment begin to re-flourish again. I'll tell you something. They're out of the land. God basically does not bless the land at all, even the environment. But they're in the land. He makes it spring forth, if you will. Verse 11, the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of those who say, give thanks to the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. And of those who bring a thank offering to the house of the Lord, for I will restore the force of the land as they were at first, says the Lord. Under national reversion and recovery. And that obviously will be maximized in the millennial period. And then Roman numeral 12, thanksgiving is one of our main responses to the Lord's table, which is also referred to as the Eucharist, from our verb, eukar, estel, thanksgiving verb. And it's a term to designate the ritual. 1 Corinthians 11:24. So when we observe that ritual, it is to be with an attitude of thanksgiving for who and what Jesus Christ is and what he has done for us in terms of our salvation. And when he had given thanks, Christ, as he... Paul is referring back to the institution of the Lord's table. He broke the bread and said, this is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So, the thanksgiving, the prayer of thanksgiving, basically marquees the ritual itself as it points towards his person. And then our final closing verse here, Psalm 79:13. So we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. As believers will find themselves in this capacity. To all generations, we will tell of your praise. And that looks forward, if you will, even into the eternal state of this generation will continue to exist as humanity. So. All right, now back to our text.